This is an interview with Mr. E.C. Bowen. The date is the December 3rd of 1982. And we're going to ask him about Sacred Harp music and how it's played a part in his life. So let's go all the way back to the beginning then. And will you tell us where you were born and a little bit about what your life was like when you were growing up?
I was born in Weed, Alabama, out in the country, a few miles southwest of where Lonnie Rogers place. Mm-hmm. And I went to some singings, old harp singings, when I was very young, but I didn't know nothing about how to sing at all. But I'd go to them occasionally. But I started going to singing school and they knew books by Mr. Dorsey Yarra. He taught school. I would walk a long way to 4, 5, 6 miles back to a singing. Finally learned to sing. And then there's a period of about 25 years, boy, I was starting back with this, found out about Sacred Harp. One day I was reading the Constitution about this fellow, Harwell. He goes all over Georgia getting stories, you know. And I read where he said something about Sacred Harp singing, what it's going to be. And so I went to it and got some minutes. And that was about 10 years ago. And after I got started going back, I went through about a year or two before I got that where I could lead them. And now, for the past 9 years, I've been going to the singings. And of course, there's just something about it that gets a hold on to you, you know, and nothing else in the world like it. I just enjoy it more than anything else in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. So you started out then as a new book singer.
Right, sure.
And came to the Sacred Harp.
Right.
And sure. I know, not too many people, I think, make that go that way.
Transition, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But I say there's a period of 25 years I'd forgot there was any harp singings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you said now you did have the new book singing when you were growing up. Did you know anything at all about the old Sacred Harp when you were growing up?
Well, like I said, I went when I was very young to a few of the singings, but I didn't have a book, but some of my cousins did down there in Randolph County, Alabama. And we heard about some singings that I would go to them.
Mm-hmm.
Up there at Graham, in fact, where that singing there being held now, used to being held at Durden's Chapel now.
Mm-hmm.
I went to, like I say, 25 years, I forgot to even have the Sacred Harp singings, and I got started going. I go last 9 years, I'd say, I've missed very few.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of the questions that I like to ask is, at what age did you begin singing Sacred Harp music? So,
well,
where are we going to put that for you?
After them 25 years, I went in that Sacred Harp singing there. That book, it just looked like Greek to me. I couldn't. But I finally found what the tenor was, different voices, tenor, alto, and bass, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally learned the notes and started singing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about 9 years.
Okay. Was anyone responsible for teaching you to sing, or did you go to a singing school, or did you just go to the singings?
I just went to Sacred Harp, picked it up.
Mm-hmm, by going to different singings?
After going for a few singings, yeah.
Do you remember where the first singing was that you went to?
I believe it was close to Bowden. What was that? Right above Bowden. Not Poplar Springs.
Indian Creek?
No, it wasn't that one. The next and beyond it up there. Just beyond Indian Creek.
Let's see, Plainview?
No, I don't remember the name of it. But after that, then I went to Tallapoosa. Used to have a 2-day singing there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some minutes and I started going to them. About every Sunday, they've been going ever since.
All right. There are about 500 songs. Actually, there's more than that. In the Sacred Harp book, is there anyone that's particularly special to you?
I think to most people, Amazing Grace is hard to beat.
Uh-huh.
It means a lot to us. And of course, I love to hear sing a couple of Human Girls songs about, what's the name of it? Mars Hill,
mm-hmm.
One of them, the other, The Hymn of Own Life and Breath. They are written lately, see, and I. There's just no particular song, and I reckon, of course, I like Peace and Joy, and just don't have particularly have any real special
mm-hmm.
preference.
Well, of the people that sing Sacred Heart music, are there any ones who have either made an impression on you as a singer, or who you think have contributed to Sacred Heart music and keeping it going that you think people would like to know about or should know about?
I'd have to say Hugh McCraw, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd say Hugh.
Why have you kept singing the Sacred Heart? Why do you keep coming back? And
yes, something you can't explain about that. You just love it, you know, and just don't think there's anything in the world like it. You just going because you love to.
Mm-hmm. About how often do you go to the singing?
Most every weekend. Most every weekend.
Now, you live in Atlanta, and so there aren't too many right in Atlanta. Do you go to most of the ones in Georgia, or do you even go into Alabama several times?
Yeah, Alabama and Georgia. Of course, I have been to Boston and Texas twice.
Mm-hmm. What singing was it that you went to in Texas?
Well, it was East Texas Sacred Heart Singing Convention.
Both times that you went?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Today's date is December the 3rd, 1982, and this is an interview with Ralph Heath. And Ralph's going to tell us a little bit about his background and where he was born, how he got into Sacred Heart music.
Well, I was born in Dale County, near Ozark, you know. And my daddy and all the sisters and all was singing when I was born. And I was born and reared in it, you know. And I sang all my life, but I hadn't really got into it till I retired at 50 years old.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Then I really got into it and got with it, you know. I've been, you know, able to sing all my life. Never went to singing school in my life.
Not even when you were younger?
Not even when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have time. I had to be on the go all the time. Mm-hmm. What I know about it is just by heart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was 60 years old, I come blind and had to lead me around to the singing, you know, and I just kept singing.
Yeah.
Couldn't see a thing in the world, but just kept singing. And I got to singing without the book, you know, and I got habit of singing without the book. And so now I do at least half of my singing without the book, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's in the old Cooper book, that's in the Denson book, I sing it without the book, you know, just because I got used to it. Now I can see as well as you can,
yeah.
But people want to know, how in the world can you sit there and sing all day long without even looking at a book? I said, well, because I've been in it all my life, you know, and it just come to me. But it come to me when I was blind, you know, to just keep singing. And
mm-hmm.
I sing any part of it I want to. If I want to sing alto, I'll get up there and sing alto, bass, mm-hmm. Tenor, treble, any of it, you know. I'll sing it. And I'm not good at any of it, but I can do any of it, so.
All right.
Hugh McGraw makes fun of me all the time for the way I lead the song, but I lead any part that's, you know,
mm-hmm.
I go all the way around, you know. If it winds up like Alabama winds up with alto, I sing alto, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, you know. You see him making fun of me, you know, turning around, getting the alto, you know.
All right. When you were younger, did your family like sing in the evenings or?
That's right. We'd have the family could just have a big singing.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard it all the time. And my daddy, as he grew older, you know, I was the only one that would drive the kids that would drive him to singing. And I was just in it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I sang tenor all my first years, you know. And then one day a fella told me to get up and get off of that treble. Get back over where you belong. You can't sing treble. And it made me mad, and I said to myself, one of these days I'll show you, I'll put you in the shade. Mm-hmm. So I put in practicing on the treble. And I learned to sing the treble, sing it by heart, you know. And then I got singing bass, and I can just sing any of it now if I want to, see.
All right.
So.
You said you were raised in Sacred Harvest, so I don't need to ask you what age you began singing, but what do you remember was the first singing you ever went to, as far as you can remember?
Well, I can remember the first song I ever led.
Okay, what was the first?
The first song I led was Helping My Home, you know, 119 in our book, you see. Mm-hmm. I remember that very well. And then the next best, was one of my first ones, was Promised Land, 128. I led that right at the first. They used to pick me up and set me up, stand me up on the table where everybody could see me, you know. And I'd just lead it, you know, like just a little old kid, you know. But then I come off to Florida where there wasn't much singing, you know, and in construction work for about 20-something years. And got away from it for a while. Then I retired at 50 years old, went home and went to singing, been singing ever since. I go to everyone I can. Like my old daddy said one time, if I, the only way I miss a singing is two on the same day and I can't get to both of them. That's what he always said about it. My daddy died in a Sacred Harvest singing, had a heart attack and died. And I know I was down in Tampa, Florida, working, you know, when I got the telegram on Sunday that my daddy had a heart attack and died suddenly at a singing. I said, well, thank God he went happy.
Yeah.
So he was in a singing, you know. So that's about all I know about it.
Okay, well, it's...
Was your
father your teacher then when it came
No, he was just a singer. Mm-hmm. And I just heard so much of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Back them days, you know, plowing mules. All right, every time I'd meet him a plow and he'd be singing, and 9 times out of 10 it was never turned back. He'd hum or sing, never turned back all day long. You know what I'm talking about, never mm-hmm. turned back.
Never turned back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's 381, you know, in the Cooper book. And he just hummed it or sung it all the time, you know. And our guest just heard so much of it. A lady asked me one time, said, how in the world can you sing all day without looking at the book? I said, do you need a recipe to make biscuits? She's an old lady. No, I said, why? She says, well, I've been making them all my life. I said, well, I've been singing all my life.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I need a book to sing now? After all these years, you know. But as I say, I was out of it there for 20 years, I reckon. Didn't go to too many, you know. And but when I come 50 years old, I fired back in it and been in it all my life.
You said that. Evidently, Never Turn Back was one of your father's favorites.
Favorites, yeah.
Do you have one that's special to you for any reason?
Well, I have two that I get, I just have to sing nearly everywhere I go. I hardly ever get to sing one of my choice, you know. There's somebody wanting me to sing. And there's an old lady that lives here. If she's here tomorrow or Sunday, I'll have to sing Alabama for her. And then the Resurrection. They make me sing the Resurrection everywhere I go. Because I sing it without a book and I get all the parts, you know, turn and I just know it by heart, you know. And the people like to see me do it, you know. And sung it one time last year here. I was requested to sing it, you know. And when I got through, I said, Hugh, I'll teach you how to do it someday. Just playing with him. He plays with me all the time, you know. And I don't call myself a good one, but a good singer, but I can sing it, you know, any of it I want to, you know. And in the Denson book, I've learned to sing just about. They don't sing 3 songs all day that I won't sing. Wherever I'm sitting, treble or bass or wherever, I'll sing my part of it, you know. I've just sung with them till you're about, you know, 90, well, I won't say 90%, but at least half of the songs in the Cooper book, in the Denson book, is in the Cooper book. And I know them by heart, you see. Everyone in there in the Cooper book, I know them by heart. And I sing my part wherever I am, you know, all day long. No matter where I'm at, I get whatever I'm, whichever place I'm at, you know, whichever side of the church I'm on, I'll sing with them, you know. Don't make me no difference. I move around a lot. I can't be still. I just liable to be on bass on one song, and the next song I'll be over on treble, or tenor, or half in the alto, or something, you know. I enjoy it. It's my life, I reckon, now. About all I look forward to is going to a singing somewhere, and I go to every one I can.
Okay, well, that was going to be one of my next questions, was why you've continued to sing Sacred Heart.
Well, I guess it's just because I love it. I was raised in it, you know, and I love all these people. I go to see the people as much as I do the singing, you know.
Well, the people are a part of Sacred Heart music, yeah, as much as the music itself.
That's right. That's exactly
and
right.
I wonder if there are any people that have either influenced you in your singing or you think have really contributed to Sacred Heart and to keeping it going.
Well, old Hugh McGraw, you know, does more of that than anybody. But we all work at it, you know. I've been trying to get them in my section of the country, you know, it's Cooper Book. Ain't no Denson Books tall. And I've been trying to get them to do away with the Denson Book and go, the Cooper Book and go Denson Book all together. Finally got them here, you know. They always sang the Cooper Book here until last year. We finally got them started singing in the Denson Book on Saturday and the Cooper Book on Sunday, you see. It was voted in and made legal last year, you know. And that just suits me good. Well, as I say, I was raised on the Cooper Book. But if I don't get some of the Denson Book, if I don't have a tape to play, every once in a while I just get to itching to hear some of that, you know? And I'll go to one somewhere, North Alabama, North Georgia, or somewhere, you know, to get in it, you know. I just love it. If it's singing, I love it. On Sunday morning, if ain't nothing else to listen at, I'll turn on that Nashville, Jubilee? It's singing. It's quartet singing it, you know, but I love it singing. If it's singing, I love singing. But I love people as well as I do the singing.
An important part, especially of this singing.
That's right.
Is getting to be with the people.
That's right.
And seeing people who've come, people from Texas.
That's right. 17 years ago, tomorrow morning, 17 years ago, we organized this singing. I was right in it. I was right with it. I have been president of it twice, I think. But the reason I hadn't been president of it lately is that they love to get these people way off, you know, so they'll bring people in, you see what I mean? They sort of consider me one of us down here, you know, because I'm always down here to help pick the oranges, you know, on Friday, and I help them with it, you know. And I hadn't missed a year. This is the 17th year that we've been coming to this singing, and I hope I don't miss one for a long time.
Now, were you living in Alabama or in Florida when this singing began?
In Alabama.
In Alabama. So you've been living in Alabama ever since they've had this singing?
Right. That's
and
right.
Yet you've never missed
a singing. No. I've been retired. I retired from construction work here in Florida when I was 50 years old. All right, I'm 69 now, so you see that's 19 years. I've been home about a couple of 3 years when they started this. And I come help them get it started, and I've been coming ever since. And I hope I don't miss one for a long while yet.
You know? Well, we hope you don't either. And I appreciate you, you know, sitting down with me and talking about Sacred Harp and
I didn't know what to tell you. I didn't know what you wanted, but do the best you can, you know.
Well, you did a good job. I'm not going to ask you to go on and on, but we at West Georgia College appreciate you sitting down with us, and we'll let you get back out and visit with some of these people who are coming in.
Okay.
I'll go out and try to get someone else in here.
Okay, I've enjoyed it a lot.